A Man's Got to Have a Hobby by William McInnes. As kids, we'd occasionally play on the fire station's tennis court with old wooden rackets named after Aussie champions who were on the pension even then. Men like Frank Sedgman and Fred Stolle. I was given a Pancho Gonzalez special. What was so special about the racket was lost on me, although it did have a pleasant image of Pancho smiling rakishly from the neck of the racket, and the head was bent at what could only be called an alarming angle. During one game, I moaned incessantly in my youngest child whine, "I can't play because my Pancho Gonzalez is bent." "A bad tradesman always blames his tools," my mother said. "It's bent, Mum, it's bent." "What's he whinging about now?" My father sauntered over. He never played tennis, and he never came near the court, so it was a bit of a surprise to see him. He'd been working, making deliveries or pulling down walls or whatever, and he was dressed as if he'd been up to something. He loved hats, dynamic hats, he'd call them, which really meant work hats. He preferred peaked caps, especially Makita caps, which were the red and orange ones supplied by the Japanese power tool company. But today, he had on what he called his Robin Hood number, a strange checkered bucket-shaped thing that he'd mangled into something vaguely resembling the hat worn by one of Robin Hood's merry men from the television show. He was also wearing his brown stubby's work shorts, a white T-shirt, footy socks and work boots. He ambled through the gates of the court. "Pancho Bloody Gonzalez was a legend, son. He'd eat people alive," he said. "But the racket's bent. It's no good." "If Pancho put his name to it, then it's all right. Just play the game." "It's not his racket, Dad. It came from a jumble sale." My father looked at me. "Ah, all right," he said, nodding his head. "Not good enough for you, eh?" "Oh, Colin," my mother sighed. "No, it's all right, love. Give me that thing, you." He grabbed Pancho's racket and told my sister to give me hers. My sister started to giggle. My mother looked at my father wide-eyed. "You're not going to play, are you?" "It's all right, I know what I'm about. Come on, you goose, me and Pancho will knock you into next week." Dad flipped the racket and looked at it for the first time. He ran his fingers around its bent head. "Christ," he mumbled. I lobbed the ball to him, and the show began. He swung the racket like he was felling a tree, and the ball shot off at crazy angles again and again. He waved his arms about so much that his dynamic Robin Hood hat flopped in front of his eyes, and his big chook legs skated and skidded across the court, his feet scrabbling in his work boots. "This bloody game's for penguins, bloody Pancho Gonzalez." He held the racket aloft. "It's as bent as an S-bend. You can scratch someone's ass round the corner." "Colin," my mother said. "Well," he answered with a laugh. We heard more laughter and turned to see that Jonesy and the Flying Dutchman had wandered over and were standing there shaking their heads. "How'd you be, brother?" Dad said to Jonesy. Jonesy looked back at my father. "I didn't know you played tennis." My father stared a minute and then casually flipped his bent Pancho Gonzalez special, caught it, and pushed back his Robin Hood number. "Well, Jonesy," he said, "a man's got to have a hobby.